This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Andrew Wiggins was the, I'm going to say it. That's the dunk of the year. You can go ahead and tell me otherwise. That's the dunk of the year. Why? It's not necessarily just the dunk itself. It's who he did it on, Luka Doncic. Hey, everybody. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Am I crazy to say it, Bart? I know Ja had that dunk that everybody will talk about, Malik Beasley. And I know that was a pretty spectacular dunk that he had. But when you consider it's the Western Conference Finals, it's on the road, and it's on one of the biggest growing young stars of the sport, there's something special about all that.
It was something definitely special about everything that Andrew Wiggins did yesterday. I mean, I think we're seeing him come of age. And it's weird, right, when you're a natural scorer like he is and you go to a place that says, hey, we don't need you to score, you're not going to get the shot attempts. And then, you know, what happens is Clay's out, you know, steps out, and he becomes an all-star. And then all these guys are together and whole, and he has to figure out, you know, like you listen to Curry say, how do you impact winning? And, you know, being able to play the type of defense, I thought that he had the length to defend Luka. I didn't think he had the weight and the size. He's done a tremendous job boxing 1-2-3 zone, 3-2 zone. You know, it's not just he's just doing it all by himself, but the fact that he's able to contest and be competitive and make shots difficult. Listen, people can say everything they want, whatever they want to say about Luka and what he went for 40, but 21 of those points came in the fourth quarter. So that means that he was relatively held in check to get to that point. And it became a sense of desperation, and he's a great player. And I think that the Golden State Warriors kind of took their foot off the gas just a little bit. You know, but, you know, what a luxury it is to have Wiggins as your third star. You know, and then Poole can become your third star, right? That's why when you look at it, you look at a great team versus a great individual. And, you know, right now they're giving Luka and Kidd a lesson that maybe may pay dividends later in Luka's career. We all have to have that humbling moment where we say, okay, that's how winning is done. What I want to see is how does this motivate Luka to not only be – see, you know, when I went to the league, right, when I got to the league, I run into high school and college kids all the time. And they want to talk about, you know, how hard they're working and the work they're putting in. But they don't realize that they're not putting in hard work. They just think that that's hard work because that's the hardest work that they've ever seen before. When I tell people all the time, you're not competing against people in your conference, so to speak. You're not competing against people in your high school or your college or people in your neighborhood. You're competing against this invisible person that's somewhere that you don't know how hard he's working. And that's how you become the best version of yourself. And until Luka does that, because everything's come easy for him, much like Michael Jordan had to withstand and learn how to withstand the battles of tap-tap and the Jordan rules, how he had to go back and realize, listen, no matter what I do as far as becoming better skill-wise and being able to put up J's and fadeaways and elusiveness, man, until I get my body right to withstand the rigors of a long season. And the season's a lot shorter than what it used to be because these guys are coddled and the game isn't as physical. But that's why we see so many. Listen, the playoffs looks like Oregon Trail. Like Porter, feet goes down. Smart. You know what I'm saying? Dysentery. Like knee, elbow, water on the knee. Like Jimmy Buckets disappears, right? So you have to be – and this was the crazy part because now they say it's no load management when you talk about a month-long, you know, playoff run. And Luka has to realize that I can't yo-yo. Mm-hmm. I can't yo-yo and get in shape during the season. I got to come in shape and build myself up so big that it's more to chip off. It takes longer for me to get to that. How many licks does it take to get in the center of a Tootsie Pop? You know what I'm saying? Before I get to that softness where my body just breaks down and you have to be able to build his body up. So let's see if he learns from this. Learn about Draymond, who was once him. Once a little fat dude running around pudgy, and they had to have that conversation with Draymond. Let's see if Luka gets it.
All the references that you just made there, you went from Oregon Trail to Operation to what was the last one you just made? You made one more, too. It's just phenomenal. This is a great start to the week. Let's make this Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless, because the Warriors win 109-100 last night. I mean, they're up 3-0. And you mentioned Luka. And what you're talking about with Luka, who had 40 points, 11 assists, and he did. He had a huge fourth quarter. But he did it trying to push them, trying to drag his team back into the thing that felt like an uphill climb all night. Even with the early struggles, they actually had a lead. I think it was a 9-point lead at one point last night before Steph got it going. And then that third quarter, once again, they dominate. But it's like when you look at Luka, you see it. Like, he winces. He's just strange. Like, if things don't go well, you just see the body language. Yeah. And I think of Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid, everybody said, you're so freaking talented, but your body's not right. You got to take it serious. You can't keep relying on the fact that you're young. And maybe that's just maybe this offseason he'll get to that. But in the meantime, as you mentioned, the great players all seem to have to run into something first. And it's got to hurt. You always talk about that, how it's got to hurt. Well, maybe that's what this series is for Luka and the Mavs against the Golden State Warriors, that championship pedigree is certainly there. And now that they are on the verge of, whether it's a sweep or whatever, they're on the verge of their sixth NBA Finals appearance in 8 years. That's phenomenal.
It's crazy.
And so when I'm still hearing, even this morning, the champions coming out of the East. I heard on Get Up this morning, J.J. Redick said it, Zach Lowe said it, they all believe it. It's going to be the Celtics or the Heat. That's the champions. And I shook my head because I'm thinking, the champions are the ones that are one game away from the finals.
Exactly.
They are the last dynasty. Caesar Sportsbook has them at minus 160 to win the title. The Miami Heat are plus 340, and the Celtics are both plus 340. Mavericks now, by the way, plus 8,000 if you want to throw some cash down. But still, they are the favorites. They should be the favorites. Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anybody else, and I'm pretty sure that we have home court if we were to win the next game, come the finals. So, I mean, we got championship DNA, and we got some great young talent, and we're just meshing at the right time.
And you see Steph Curry last night. He had a 30-point, 11-assist performance. Bart, he was 10 of 20, 5 of 10, 6 of 6.
Yeah.
50-50, 100 in a 30-point, in a 30-10 performance in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, this guy's playing. He knows he can get wherever he wants. He's very comfortable out there. They've got so many different weapons. Are you betting against this team, Bart Scott?
I told you I thought they were going to win the championship. And this is what I don't understand. Like, when you talk about great defensive teams, they are one of the great defensive teams. Like, we're talking about, like they're just guys that go around and shoot threes all the time, and if it doesn't go, it doesn't go. This is a team that gets nitty-gritty, and they have versatility. I mean, listen, you know, the craziest thing that's coming out, and like Kurt said in Game 5, I think, or Game 2 last series, like, Looney, I hope you get your money. Because now Looney has become effective big.
Been phenomenal.
Like, look how great he is on the pick and roll.
Well, remember, he's good because what are the Mavericks lacking that the New York Knicks will probably end up losing to? The Mavericks are going to get a big. It probably will be Mitchell Robinson. And that will make them better because that's what the Warriors are exploiting here. Is that, you know,
yeah, but
Powell's a nice, versatile, you know, center, and Bertans is a good stretch five, but they have no rim protection to speak of whatsoever.
Is it going to cost you Brunson?
Jalen Brunson? Yeah, I don't know. That remains to be seen.
Because I feel like they have to have Brunson unless they feel like, okay, Hardaway coming back is going to replace that scoring and the ability to create, but that's
maybe
a catching. He's a
catching
shoot guy.
But Bart, they got to get a center, and the only center that would fit them and fit the cost – and you could get him is Mitchell Robinson.
The Knicks
aren't going to bring him back.
He's a terrific defensive center.
He's literally exactly what they're missing.
You know, the crazy thing is with how Looney is playing, is Looney going to become available or is Wiseman going to become available?
Right.
That's the thing. Wiseman's still sitting there. He's cheap and young.
Well, he's not healthy. How about Kuminga? Hasn't played at all in this series, and we thought he was going to be an X factor. He's hardly played.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of young guys. Poole's 23.
Yeah.
Moses Moody's starting to play a little bit in this series. He's 19 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a lot of young guys on the Warriors, and then this championship core of vets who just know what it takes. They're just, I mean, they are the better team in this series. And it doesn't, it's again, we're going to go back to this. The Heat people are waiting for us, by the way, Bart, and we'll get to you. because I know everybody – I couldn't believe the mentions that just started up on the front runners on Saturday night. Couldn't wait to get to Monday's show so you can come at us. Well, come at us, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because you have plenty to say. Say it. But it's not disrespect to say this on this series. The Warriors are just better than the Mavericks. And I thought, could this be Luka's 2007 LeBron kind of moment? Like against your Pistons in that year in 06, where 07, where you just, you know, he overwhelmed them. And the answer is no. Yeah. The answer is no. Here's why. LeBron James was not a fish on defense.
Yeah.
Luka is.
He's a neutral.
Steph just goes at him, blows right by him, kind of laughs about it. Then Wiggins just dunks on him. You know, you can't have that happen
if you're a great
player. And it's happening for Luka. He's got to obviously do something to become a better defensive player.
And it's like, come on, man. Like anytime your coach say, hey, just hold up for 2 seconds.
So like, yes, Jason,
really, bro? That's the bar? 2 seconds? Yeah. Like, come on, man. You got to take a little bit more seriously. And, you know, for me, you know, it's just, you know, Luka, you look at it like he gives you 40, but, you know, he gives up 25. So, like, that's the problem is the Mavs couldn't get a stop. Every big play he made was matched by another big play because he's the fish. And until he realized that he has to be better, until he takes it seriously, but to be a two-way player, what do you have to have, Alan? Cardio.
Yes.
You got to be
– You can't rest on defense.
Right, right. So, like, he's trying to rest, and they're exploiting him. And they're trying to get Steph Curry in it. But Steph Curry's a much better defender than he used to be. He's willing.
Well, he's smarter. He's smarter. He's a smarter defensive player. He knows where to be. He knows he's small, but he won't get overwhelmed. He's learned the tricks, and that's the time.
And he's
that's
not as small as he used to be.
Obviously, the more experience
put
you
put
get.
Put in the work.
And I think
liability, right?
Yes. And Luka, to me, if there's anything for him to take into this offseason, it is, you know, take a short vacation and then get your ass in the gym. Change up some of your diet, enough of the fast food, cut back on the alcohol, and take it serious because you are a celebrated young player. Dare I say maybe we overhyped it too soon. Not saying that he's not great, but maybe it's overhyped too soon.
He's pretty damn special, man.
He's very special.
He still put up a 40-burger, man. Him,
I know.
Wilt Chamberlain, and Michael Jordan. Like,
he
come on.
He
like,
is hey. Special. But as we know, you
he's
are
an unfinished
judged.
Product.
On winning.
Yeah,
and that's what
product.
People want to see when you're that great of a player. And is he willing to take that next step? You're going to say, well, the Mavs have to do a better job building around them, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's great. But there's a lot he can do about it, too. And he needs to do it. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for your call. Set it straight talk by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Coming up in just a few seconds, we'll have Game 4 of the East tonight. The Celtics, the Heat. Someone key missing for the Heat tonight. Start making your excuses now, Miami fans. Also, we'll get to that. Your calls after this from Masterworks. The Miracle on Ice, Helmet Catch, Flu Game. It's clutch moments like these that separate the winners from the losers. So in a market sometimes down 16%, 50%, 92%, who's pulling off a win? Well, look no further. Then this exciting market with a global value of $1.7 trillion, and it's only going to get bigger. In fact, experts predict it will grow by another $1 trillion in less than 5 years. That's what Bart makes. See, here's the cool thing. You don't have to be a baller or a team owner or Bart Scott to get in on the action. All you got to have is a smartphone. It's not betting. This is way more impactful. Check it out. It's called Masterworks. They've already got over 400,000 members on their platform, and ESPN listeners get priority access to skip the wait list. Just go to masterworks.com, promo code Han. That's masterworks.com, promo code Han. Masterworks.com, promo code HAHN. See important Regulation A disclosures on masterworks.io/CD. There is no guarantee of profits, and investing includes a risk of loss. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're loading up the calls. We're getting ready for them. You got the Heat and the Celtics tonight, Game 4. And Game 3 went to Miami, Bart. But I'll tell you what, when people said, like, you know, the Celtics, that was like a must-win for the Celtics because Butler got hurt and all that stuff, my response is, hell no. That was for the Heat a must-win. Here's why.
Yeah.
because they got off to a great start and they almost gave it away. And they had that Max Strus shot, that shot he hit right after they cut it to one. When Jaylen Brown had a great game.
Yeah.
And right after they cut it to one, he hits that three, and that was pretty much, that was the deal. Okay, that was it. But I'm looking at it like if you're the Heat and you blow that lead and give the game away, series is over.
Yeah.
You had to keep – they barely hung on after building a huge lead, and they got off to a great start, and it just shows you that they cannot sustain it. It's two quarters in this series that they have been ridiculously dominant, and the rest of the series has been owned by Boston. And now you don't have Tyler Hero tonight. He is out of tonight's game. Everybody else is questionable, probable. Jimmy Butler's going to play. The plan is he's going to warm up, and of course, he's going to play. And yet you don't know what capacity you're getting Jimmy Butler at this point because of the sore knee that kept him out in the second half of this game. This is not hate. We've said it over and over again, Bart. The Celtics are just the better team, but the Heat have had great moments because they are a hardworking team that is going to play with a ton of pride, which they did in that first quarter, answering what was an embarrassing blowout of game two.
To me, this series doesn't rest on Jimmy Butler's knee. It doesn't rest on P.J. Brown's, ankle or whatever it is. It rests on the availability of Robert Williams. If Robert Williams is playing, they're too big. It helps their rotation. He gets easy buckets, and he defends the rim. So all those drives and stuff like that, he shuts it down. He's an eraser. I mean, he's second-team all-defense. That's the length that I was talking about.
Right.
The fact that he didn't play is why I believe the Heat won. You know, so you can say whatever you want. Bam Adebayo, had a great game. I mean, he doubled the point total that he had up
to that
point.
Called him out. Of course he was going to have a great game. He's too good a player to be invisible.
Right, but it's easy.
So he got called out, and he showed up. That's what you expect.
But it's easy to be that player when you don't have a great rim protector like Williams sitting there, right? And really, to me, the unsung hero was Victor Oladipo. And his defense, his on-ball defense.
He's played great.
And I don't know. See, it opens things up again, Alan. I know we have this discussion all the time.
What are you doing?
He wanted to come to New York. He wanted to be part of, being close to the music scene.
Yes.
Like, he looks healthy. He looks healthy. And remember, he's an all-NBA guy, right? He was a thing a couple years ago, Wakanda Forever. I wonder, what his future is going forward. But, he saved them. Because of his on-ball defense, his timely steals, and what he was able to do, because they were leaking oil. I mean, because Kyle Lowry looked like a shell of himself. You talk about a guy retaining water. This guy, he definitely did not call CP3 and get on him and Carmelo and get on the vegan diet. That dude like a little tailback. He like Amos Zerway back there. Barry Sanders.
Famous Amos.
You know what I mean?
But Lowry, his presence, his leadership, all that stuff is so valuable. But Lowry's value to that team is obviously understated. He's fantastic.
Can I bend a little bit? Yeah, when Jimmy Buckets went out, he facilitated the offense. But I am so tired, man. I thought we had an anti-flapping rule. I can't even watch the game because all these dudes trying to stand up. P.J. Tucker, one of the toughest guys in the league, gets thrown by a flipper. Then he almost breakdanced and spent. This dude flew 20 feet.
That PJ Tucker.
It's
where
come on, man.
They did it in slow motion. It looked like it was fun. Way he slid.
Like
it was
a slip and slide.
It was on a slip. Exactly what I thought. It looked like a slip and slide.
Kyle Lowry. Marcus Smart every time.
Everything.
Bang up into him. Then second bang.
We got guys
bang,
that mop the floor now. This is what's driven me crazy. Here's the two things. First, you get people that now think that Peyton Pritchard grabbed Jimmy Butler's knee.
So
think about this. As he's trying to get up and now all of a sudden everybody's Thor. Or everybody's Thanos. We can grab you by a knee and just rip ligaments with your bare hands. Everybody's
Jordan,
that strong
Jordan
now.
Jordan Poole started it.
Jordan Poole on John Morant. We're that strong now that when we play Jay Will and Keyshawn, and you fall down, I want you to grab Jay Will's knee and see if you can rip some ligaments. Because you can't. You can trip him, but it's you can't do that. You know that's not going to happen.
I'm untie a shoe.
Yeah. Right. But that's the other thing. When did NBA players become like I mean, they're now Bruce Lee.
But
they're so good with their hands that I could actually grab your knee and rip it off. But yet, so the league is now we're falling for this, and we've got guys that defense today is I'm going to get in your way and then I'm going to fall.
Yes,
that's defense today.
Or
I'm
pull you down, Marcus Smart, pull you down and act like you ran me over.
So much of that now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I hate it, man. Even on a dunk, we talk about Wiggins' dunk. Luka
actually got hit in the face.
Yeah, he dropped his head. Like, bro, his arm was underneath your armpit. And what did the referees do? They called the foul on Wiggins.
They ruined a great moment.
That should have been dunk and technical foul. Right. And I bet you they stopped this crap. But flop it. Ball
it's
out.
It's so maddening. It really is. But we got calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. People want to talk. We want to talk with you. We've got so much to get to, of course. We got some NFL to talk about. Quentin Richardson, Monica McNutt going to join us on the show as well. We got some baseball. We obviously said we have the football stories as well. The Rangers get a big win to stay alive in their series. They cut it to 2-1. The Garden was rocking on a Sunday. That part is great. And you mentioned Oladipo, and you're already trying to get him to sign with the Knicks. He's an unrestricted free agent this summer. I'll tell you what. I mentioned a couple of months ago. I'll mention it again. There's a reason why Oladipo might not stay in Miami, and it's because Pat Riley's going to find a way to screw the Knicks on something. I mentioned it once. I'm going to mention it again. We got a lot to get to. By the way, coverage of Game 4 tonight between the Celtics and the Heat. You can hear it on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. We've got your calls in the NBA playoffs. Also, how big a deal is it when your most important player doesn't show up for voluntary work? Lots to get to. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Man, Bart, we've got some people. It's definitely like a Monday. That's the vibe I'm getting if you look at some of the responses we're getting. And we're going to get to the calls here, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Bart and Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I mean, there's just a couple. I'm talking about the Wiggins dunk as like a phenomenal dunk. And when you put everything into it, including who he did it on, what stage he did it on, the moment, all that stuff. And I'm like, I would put that up there with that jaw dunk earlier in the playoffs. And like, somebody actually said, like, the dunk didn't count because they called an offensive foul. I'm like, tell me you didn't see the game without telling me you didn't see the game.
Exactly.
You realize that they then reviewed it and then reversed the call. That dunk counted. Duh. That was 2 mega points right there. Oh, and by the way, next possession, He tipped back a rebound and slammed that one home, too, just in case you weren't sure.
Exactly.
Damn. I mean, you're getting that. Then you're getting Luka's not a good defensive, not good defensively. However, he's still the best player left in the playoffs. What the hell does that mean, Andre? What does that mean?
Come
he's
on,
not good
Dre.
Defensively, but
Dre,
he's still the best player left in the playoffs.
Dre. You're supposed to be better than that, Dre. You're supposed to be better than that, Dre. Come on now.
Why do people get mad when we just try to keep it real? We tell you how it is.
We got no horse in the race.
You tell us how you wish it was.
Yeah, we got no horse in the race. That's what you want to know why? You want to know why? Because fans are allowed to be emotional.
True.
We aren't. Mm. We have to just state what we see.
Well, I don't.
We aren't fans. We're fans of the game. And I just root for good stories. I don't care who wins. My team's not in there.
Nope.
Pistons aren't playing. I'll be all emotional if the Pistons was in there. I'll be listening. You'll be like, this dude is like state TV. What the hell is this dude? I can't listen to this crap. This dude's delusional. Yes,
I
am when it comes to those Pistons. You know what I mean?
You'd be a lunatic. Yeah, you would be a lunatic. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Right, and all the Heat fans that think that I'm like rooting for the Celtics.
Who did I pick?
Like, you think I can root for either one of these teams? Hell no. I'm rooting for good basketball. Literally, that's what I'm rooting for.
I can root.
You can.
Because the Heat has never taken anything from the Pistons. The Boston Celtics, destroyed the Pistons, held us from getting what we deserved. We was part of the Boston Celtics was part of that pain that Isaiah Thomas had to go through to be able to get to the other side, which is what Luka's going through right now.
Mm. All right, let's grab some calls here. Let's see if I can do it. We got Ryan in Texas. Ryan. Pick it up for me, guys.
Yeah, nothing.
What's happening, man?
I say, hey, thanks for taking my call. I actually talked to you guys last Friday about the Jimmy Butler and how, you guys said he wasn't really in that elite category. But you see when he finally, got help from his teammates, when Bam actually put some points on the board, when these other guys actually showed up, Oladipo on defense, they were actually able to win the game. And, that was him with playing a half. So imagine what he could have done with the full quarter.
I don't know. He played one quarter. But Jimmy didn't even do anything in this game in the first quarter.
He only had 8 points.
It was all Bam. It was all Bam. So I don't understand that comparison. The Heat are a good team. Bam Adebayo is a really, really good player. Right? None of that is being disputed. But I don't think game three made anyone's case about how Jimmy Butler should be considered a top five player. That was the we were arguing this, guys. That's what you got to understand. This was someone else started this fight. This was I would take Jimmy Butler over Steph Curry argument that was made on this network. And Bart and I were like, hell no, we're not letting that stand. So we argued against it. I'm sorry, this guy's a really good player, but don't put him on that pedestal. And everybody took
Steph
it like
Curry?
It was slander.
Is everybody watching Steph Curry?
Damn.
Are they paying attention to Steph?
He only went for 30 and 11 and was 10 for 20 from the field. That's 50%. He was, 5 for 10 from 3? That's 50%. And 6 for 6 from the free throw line. That's 100%. In a game that literally the opponent was desperate to win. So please spare me this. I'm going to try it again. There's some reason I can't get the calls to happen. So I'm just going to go with Mark from Virginia. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to piggyback on two topics real quick. First, with the Mavs center, Barton Hahn, if I got his name right, when Trae Young was in that commercial trying to reach for the can in the grocery store, what's his name?
Boban.
Yeah, Boban. I mean, has he played any time in the whole playoff series, guys?
No.
I
love Boban. You understand, you put him against the Warriors. You talk about you ever see a tree fall? poor man.
He's like Groot from the Guardians of the Galaxy, man. I'm Groot.
I would say he could get rebounds now. His athleticism, yes, that's a completely different story in his coordination. Yeah. That's something they have to work, on the off season. They might have to trade him. But I mean, if you're gonna put
they
that
love
man
Boban.
In commercials,
Boban's like a
Boban's a great teammate, a great personality, all that stuff. You love having him out there.
He's like a support dog. he's just good for morale.
Yeah, I'd probably put it more that way, Mark. I mean, they need a center. There's no doubt about it. And I'm
he's
telling
great
you,
at,
they're
he's a great shooter. He's a great.
I'm telling you who they're going
to
get. They're going to target Mitchell Robinson, and if they can find a way to carve out some money and give it to him, I'm telling you he'll take it. He'll run with it.
So you're saying the Knicks are going to have Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell, and Wiseman.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you is going to happen with Donovan Mitchell? Pat Riley.
And Wiseman. So
Pat
what? We're
going to
get Wiseman.
Going
then.
To find a way. Dwayne Wade's a sleeper cell, and they're going to offer up. They've got – man, Duncan Robinson is hardly playing, right, for Miami? You think mm-hmm. Duncan Robinson, without me having
Duncan
to explain
Robinson.
Why –
they got to pay Tyler Hero.
Bart, you think Duncan Robinson, without me having to explain why, would be a great fit in Salt Lake City? Without
yeah,
me having to explain.
Yeah, understood.
You understand what I'm saying?
He looks like
you don't
Eagles.
Think he'd
he
be
looks,
a
he
great
looks like
fit?
He looks like Eagles. Was it Eagles out there?
Oh, Joe Ingles?
Yeah, he looks like Eagles. You know what I mean? He'd fit right in.
But you know why I'm saying he'd fit right in. Okay?
Yeah, the whole Adolph Rupp squad.
Yeah. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. You're picking up what I'm putting down. So they have these several pieces that they could offer. And they could, if the Jazz are moving on from Donovan Mitchell, he wants out of there. I'm telling you, Miami has way more to offer, and what a fit he'd be with Jimmy. Are you serious?
He reminds me of Tyler Dwayne Wade. His game kind of
a little bit.
It's irky jerky.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, and that's why the Oladipo thing that you said is kind of interesting.
Okay, so
because
we'll
he
take
is
Oladipo.
Showing me defense, tenacity, physicality, like he looks healthy. And I'm when you said, I was like, oh yeah, that's what's gonna happen. No Knicks fan's gonna like it, but I'm telling you, if there's reality to all this stuff,
you gotta take
that's
Fournier.
The closer thing
gotta,
to reality.
You got to take Fournier though. Coming
up,
Oladipo, you got to take Fournier.
We got more of your calls. We also want to get some NFL going here because I want to get Bart's take on something. Aaron Rodgers and Kyler Murray are both choosing to do, and is it the right choice? Spartan Hunt, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Bart and Han.
Back to the calls we go. A lot of people want to sound off on all things NBA with us right now. Let's continue. And we go now. Let's go to Hawaii, Bart. And we talk to, is it Kavika?
Aloha.
How do you say your name?
Kavika.
Kavika. Aloha, all right, so I had it right. I had it right the first time. Give me credit.
Yeah. Hey, is Giannis the best player in the world? Is Chris Middleton the reason the Bucks aren't going to be getting fitted for another
yep.
ring? And, you know, I'm watching the playoffs. It just seems a little watered down. I mean, I know there's Luka, Jimmy Butler, Tatum, but I don't know, not enough stars this year.
Yeah, see,
and,
you know
and
what?
Golden State kind of bore. I mean, they're the system. That's a product of the system. I mean, I know Steph Curry, but.
All right, you had me. Kavika, you had me in the beginning because this is what I said last week. I felt like the East, it's a good matchup, but only if you're a basketball fan. It doesn't really have sizzle. I think you're right.
It always
we're missing
though.
LeBron. We're missing Giannis. We're missing Kevin Durant. I completely agree with you there. But I will not say that Golden State is just a system team. That team is a video game.
Right.
They're healthy. They are peaking at the right time.
They're a great team with a great system.
Yes, they're all of it. It's just it's everything you would want if you were rooting for a team.
That's culture.
All of it. Stars, culture, experience, championship experience, a head coach who gets it, who knows how to push his players. It's, I mean, come on.
How many people have had their core together as long as the Golden State Warriors? It's not been that many dynasties that have had their core together, right?
Well, there aren't.
It was just
Jordan. The last team to have a core together that long was the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, yep.
That's the last team that had a core that was held together for that. Think about this. Like I said, if when they win the next game, which will come eventually, whether it's game 4 or game 5, whatever, they will be in the finals for a sixth time in 8 years. Now, remember, the 8 years is not how long they've been together. Because if you recall, Klay, Steph, and Draymond were together before that. So, they still had to, as you said, had to go through the experience of losing.
Years.
Remember that battle they had with San Antonio? They couldn't get past. Like, you had to. So, they've been together for a decade, that core. Right? And then, obviously, Kerr has been there from the 8 years. They are. I'm sorry. You can be tired of the Warriors. You can be bored of the Warriors. You want to downplay Steph Curry and how great he is, all that stuff. You're out of your mind. The Golden State Warriors are the team you wish your team was. Period. Paragraph. We are back in 10 seconds. Marinate on that. Bombing with Harmony, Bart Scott. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Hey, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Are you ready, Bart? Because we're a little over a week away from this two-on-two with Keyshawn and J-Will. It's Wednesday.
I'm going to pick up a basketball. I'm going to pick up a basketball in the next couple days.
Yeah, you haven't touched a basketball. Is that what you're telling me?
No, man. I'm going to touch one, though.
When? When? Wednesday? Next Wednesday?
No, before that. I get a couple shots up.
Do we not want to tell them that we've been practicing together? Am I supposed to keep that off the air?
Yeah, keep that up there.
All right, my bad. So we've got several plays. We've got triangle down. We've got fist. We've got anything that sounds offensive, that's what our plays are called. You know what I mean? Like, I think every play we have, we should yell it out, and everybody on the sideline.
Phrasing?
We'll just yell that. That's what our plays should be called. They want to know what the bet is. I think we locked in on our bet is if we win, they have to jet ski with us on the East River.
You just want this is your bucket list. You just want to go to the East River. I don't know why you want to go.
Well,
it's
first
all
good.
I'm with you. I'll put some calamine lotion on and take some antihistamine before I jump over.
You have to do this for me because you dragged me into this. Let's be honest. You dragged me into this. And now
that's
I've become
true.
And I'm the target of all of their venom, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's me that they take shots at, not you. Because they're afraid of you, that's why.
They're
afraid of me.
They call you affirmative action.
Yo. They call me all kinds of things. But that's fine. I'm all right with it. I'm just saying, you dragged me into this, the least you could
East
River jet ski excursion with three of my favorite people at ESPN. I'd have a blast.
Remember, Keyshawn got to get on the inner tube and hold on while we drag him.
That would be even better to put him on that. Yeah, so we're looking forward to getting the shots
up. All right!
It should be just disgusting. Let me ask you a question, Bart. Go to NFL stuff. We'll get back to your calls in the NBA, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So Aaron Rodgers is not at OTAs for the Packers. Kyler Murray also not going, but we know Kyler's just not happy with his contract, so he's just being that guy, right? I'm just not going to show up till I have to show up. It was a big deal made this morning on Get Up by Mike Tannenbaum about the fact that Rodgers wasn't there, mainly because they've gone through some changes. They've got a young wide receiver they just drafted, and he feels like Rodgers should at least have a presence there. And he feels like he's not – like, if you want ownership of the team, that's how you have ownership of the team. How do you feel about OTAs, and do you think Aaron Rodgers should be there?
Normally, I wouldn't care about OTAs. Like, nobody's saying anything that Tom Brady is on city bikes with a GoPro while his team is in the OTAs. You can argue that, hey, it's a big shift that's happened there, you know, the shift from Bruce Arian to Todd Bowles,
yeah.
But, you know, for me, I'm like, Aaron Rodgers should be there simply because it's so much turnover, right? You got to get all these receivers on the same page. I mean, I know he has Lazard still there. He has Randall Cobb. But you're going to be dependent on some other guys. And maybe it's some more guys that's coming. And maybe that's why Aaron's saying, well, you know, we got some more people that's coming in, and they're not going to be there till, you know, whether it's Odell Beckham or, you know, Will Fuller or somebody like that.
Doesn't Odell just seem like a given that he's going to end up with the Packers?
I don't know, man. I think that because Odell, I don't know how excited he is to play in that cold-ass weather.
Oh,
you
true.
Know what I'm saying? I understand.
He might want to stay in LA.
Especially coming off some hurt knees. You want to be in places where it's cold and it's hard to keep you. You know, he's played there before. Get he loose. Knows what it's like playing in playoffs when he tried to take his shirt off and his tattoos froze.
Yes, banana boat. Everybody
exactly.
remembers that. Okay.
So
you're looking at this like normally you don't look at OTAs as something that's important, but in this case, you kind of feel – because like Rodgers made such a big deal about having ownership of the Packers, having a say in decisions, wanting to know what's going on, wanting to be the highest paid guy, which he got his money. Like all the things that he wanted to be involved with.
Right.
And so now when it's time to sort of be a leader, set a standard, this is who we're about, this is what I expect of you, you know, take the example from me, whatever it is, he's like, nah, I'll show up when I want to show up.
Yep.
And I don't know. I kind of agree with Mike T. It's like something that's not – it's not consistent. That's the part that bothers me, is that it's not consistent with what you've been saying. Like you can't come in – and act like you're just above everything, but yet expect everybody to know what the standard is. Who sets the standard of what it is to be a Packer?
Your leader.
It should be you.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of his young guys. So it's going to be important. It's going to be – let's see how this is perceived. But we – I mean, I've been in camps where Ray Lewis didn't come to OTAs. You know, it didn't matter because the standard was the standard.
Right.
And Jordan Love definitely has to get this work because Aaron's probably year to year now for sure. You know, the fact if this goes bad, I can see Aaron Rodgers like, you know, man,
wow.
I'm out.
Yeah.
If this goes bad and they get knocked out of contention the first year, I mean the first round, it could be a wrap.
Wow.
They'll win the division.
And then it's Jordan Love's era. How's
good
that
luck.
Working?
Yeah. Good luck.
Meanwhile, what era is it gonna be with the Lakers? They're trying to find a head coach. Some interesting names have surfaced as finalists, but one name came up, and he said, no thank you. We'll discuss that and more with you next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.